Brad and Nate, and we welcome in Mike Clift, 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by the Bet River Sportsbook. It's a Reaction Monday. Mike, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Bring on the Ravens.
Well, I saw you just felt like 5 hours ago when we were both at 9 News doing Broncos tonight. You got any update on us for the KJ Hamler injury?
No. About 11 o'clock is when you start hearing all the MRI reports. They're undergoing them now. I'm not sure what line, where they are in the procession line. KJ Hamler, in his senior year in high school, he left the Denver or the Detroit suburbs and went to IMG Academy in Florida. And he went down there and right away tore his ACL. I think it was in his left knee, the same knee that he was clutching yesterday. So the hope, the cautious optimistic diagnosis yesterday was that they were hoping it was not an ACL tear. But they won't know for sure. You know, a sprained MCL, LCL type of thing where it would be a 4 to 6 week injury rather than the ACL, which, of course, is season ending. So they're crossing their fingers there. Dalton Reisner had something wrong with his arch in the bottom of his foot, which is concerning. But they think he'll be, initially they were hoping he'd be all right. And Graham Glasgow with the knee, I had heard two things. I heard one, he was really hobbling afterwards in the locker room, worse than Reisner. But I also heard that he could have gone back into the game. So it looks bad. It looked bad at the end of the game. All those guys may not play against the Ravens, which would put the Broncos down 7 starters. But there's also a cautious optimism on all 3.
So let's stay in the receiver room, Mike, because they got, 2 guys hurt, both of the top draft picks last year, Jerry Jeudy and KJ Hamler. There's been some suggestions that they kicked the tires on another receiver somewhere who's out there available, maybe Josh Gordon. Can you talk a little bit about what the mindset would be like that? Do they have faith in the guys they have in the room? What's Jerry's progress looking like? And do you think it's a viable option to go elsewhere?
Well, I would hope Josh Gordon is not on their radar. I mean, that guy's just too many chances and he would be, he's just not reliable enough to bring someone in there. I might be wrong, but I would think bringing someone else is something they're looking at. You know, George Payton, he's done that every time there's been an injury. He's gone out and got a guy to replace him. He did that last week. He got 2 guys off practice squads. What you need here is a slot guy. Spencer played quite a bit in the slot yesterday. I don't know if he got any targets, but he played quite a bit in the slot. And then Kendall Hinton's the other guy. I would think they would have to get another slot guy. They're fine on the outside with Patrick and Sutton, although you'd like to have a little more depth there. So I wouldn't be surprised if they go out and get some kind of a slot receiver. I'm not sure. The problem with receivers is it takes them 2 to 3 weeks to get caught up, what routes to run. Plus you got to get in tune with Teddy Bridgewater. It takes more than that. I mean, it takes a month. It's one reason why you don't see as many trades in the NFL, as you guys know, compared to baseball, is because of the system you've got to learn. And, here we are 3 weeks into the season. It's going to be difficult, but I do think they need some more talent depth there. Even if Hamler's out 4 weeks, Jeudy figures to be out another 4 to 5 weeks. So we saw him rolling by in a scooter, with his leg propped up in the back there. And, he was wearing kind of a cast-like thing. Didn't have surgery, but he didn't look like he's coming back anytime soon either. So, yeah, it's thin. That's a concern right now. You know, and Patrick and Sutton are kind of similar guys. So they've lost their suddenness at the receiver position with Judy and Hamler, and I would think that's a bit of a concern. It's where they, you know, I'm surprised they didn't go to the tight end more than they did yesterday because of the injuries to the receiver position.
All right, speaking of injury replacements, my last question for me, Mike, how did Justin Strnad do replacing Josie Jewell?
I think pretty good. They like Strnad. They do. They, you know, they like his length, and they like the fact that he can run at that length. And, you know, he's very smart in coverage, and he's gonna stay there. He's gonna stay there as their starter the rest of the year. So, and will probably get better and better, at that position.
Mike, you talked about the curious, decision not to involve the tight ends more. Noah Fant had three targets. Two receptions for 15 yards, and Albert Okwuegbunam had one target, one catch for six yards. Why is that going on? These guys are obviously very dynamic athletes, and can be utilized to take advantage of any defense. Why not use them more?
You know, I don't know. And they had used them in the first couple games. You know, I'm not smart enough to see if the Jets took them away to some degree. You know, Vic has talked about how they've stacked the boxes against the running game and made it difficult for the running game. I don't know the answer to that, but that seems to be a solution going forward. They threw a little bit to the running backs as opposed to the tight ends yesterday. Both Javonte and Melvin had a nice, decent reception to add to the game plan. Patrick was big yesterday. So, and it looked like K.J. Hamler was going to be big yesterday until he got hurt. So, yeah, that, you know, with the red zone problems that they had yesterday, they bogged down a few times. The tight end seems to be the solution. So we'll see what they do against the Ravens.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Great stuff, as always. Really appreciate it.
See you guys.
That was Mike Kliss.
Letterman.
Nine News Bronco Insider presented by the Bet Rivers Sportsbook.